This morning, we continue our journey through the Psalms, and today we hear a psalm of thanks. So I wonder, when was the last time you said thank you to someone? Maybe it was right as you were walking into the sanctuary today. Maybe an usher handed you a bulletin. Or maybe it was when someone did something nice for you. Or perhaps it was after you opened a gift. Now, some of you may also occasionally write thank you notes. Anybody out there still write a thank you note? Yeah? I bet some of you even email or text a thank you, right? I happen to write a lot of thank you notes, mainly on behalf of the campus ministry I serve. I write thank yous to people who support our ministry, but also from time to time, I actually write a personal thank you note in thanks for a birthday gift or for someone's hospitality. Sometimes we say thank you or we write a thank you note as an automatic response. Or maybe because it's polite, or maybe even because the other person expects us to say thank you. But God is different. When we say thank you to God, God wants us to do so and pay attention. God wants us to take a moment to think about why we are giving thanks to our God. When we offer our thanks to God, we have this moment in time, a time to remember where we have been and how God is at work in our life today. So we are invited to take time out to reflect and to practice gratitude. Well, today our reading comes from Psalm 40, a psalm of thanks. And I want you to hear the first three verses again, this time from the translation, The Message. The psalmist says, I waited and waited and waited for God. At last he looked. Finally he listened. He lifted me out of the ditch, pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. He taught me how to sing the latest God song, a praise song to our God. There is waiting, and there is struggle in this psalm of thanks. The psalmist speaks of a time when it felt like God did not see or hear or act. But then God rescued, and God holds on, and finally, God teaches a new song, a praise song, a new song of praise in response to God's deliverance. Rolf Jacobson, who is the associate professor of Old Testament at Luther Seminary, writes that psalms of thanks speak for those who have been brought through a deep crisis. As such, they know that faith that speaks the truth can never pretend that all will always be well and that all is as it should be. And yet, they have experienced new life and grace. So they know that despair is not all-powerful and evil does not have the last word. Life will never be the same. But God met these sufferers in the depths of their sufferings, and they have a simple message. God found me. Praise the Lord. These psalms of praise throughout the prayer book of the Bible come out of times of suffering and tragedy. And perhaps it is particularly meaningful to us today as we take some time remembering those who were killed a week and a half ago, time in prayer for forgiveness and for healing. This past Friday, the funeral for the Reverend Clementa Pinckney was held in Charleston, South Carolina. It was televised. Maybe some of you watched it or heard portions of it. It was a worship service during which thanks were given for the life of Reverend Pinckney, Prayers for comfort and strength were offered for his family and for all who grieve. And the hope we know in Christ was proclaimed. It was a testament to love, overpowering evil. Well, President Obama gave the eulogy for Reverend Pinckney, and he spoke throughout his eulogy of God's grace, God's amazing grace. He spoke first of what was lost on June 17th with the death of those 9 people during their Bible study at Mother Emanuel Church. And he spoke of the shooter's intention to start a race war. He named the suffering and the evil. And then the president said something that surprised me. He said that over the past week, he had been thinking a lot about grace. President Obama talked about the grace shown by the Church of Mother Emanuel, filled with people who opened their Bible study to a stranger, to a man filled with hate. And the president spoke of the grace shown by the families of the victims who stood in the courtroom the day after their loved ones were murdered and spoke words of forgiveness to the shooter. And finally, he spoke of God's grace at work through people, through the community of Charleston and the state of South Carolina in the aftermath of this terrible tragedy. Well, I was reminded watching this funeral that we are indeed a people who survive tragedy and hate and suffering that we do not understand. We survive because we trust always in God's grace. We know hope in our God of love when evil seems to be winning all around us. Today we hear in our reading from the Psalms that God wants us to give thanks. God wants us to give thanks for the hope we know in God. We are called to give thanks in response to God's love and God's presence in our lives each day. Here again, a few verses from Psalm 40 from the Message. The psalmist says, "Doing something for you, bringing something to you, that's not what you're after. Being religious, acting pious, that's not what you're asking for. You have opened my ears so I can listen. So I answered, 'I'm coming. I read in your letter what you wrote about me, and I'm coming to the party you're throwing for me.' That's when God's word entered my life, became part of my very being. You've opened my ears so I can listen," the psalmist says in this psalm of thanks. Listen to that new song that God is singing. Listen for that new song God is teaching us. The new song that promises us that God is with us no matter what. That God's love is more powerful than evil. And for that, we say thank you. Well, this week, I think we have some homework to do. I think this week we should practice what the psalmist calls for. We should practice giving thanks. Now, some days, I know this week, it will not be easy. Other days might be easier. But let's give it a try. Let's see what God does with us when we say, "Thank you, God. Here I am. Sing me a new song." And let's not just stop with God. Why not give thanks for the people we know and love who have revealed God's grace to us, people God has sent to us? I invite you to tell one person this week that you give thanks to God for them. Thank them for being a person of love and grace and hope in this world that is in need of all those things. God wants us to share the hope and the love and the grace we know in God. We are reminded of that today in our psalm. And today, we are reminded and taught again that the beginning for us, we begin by giving thanks to God. Amen.